Now, students in Rangashay in Gaeilge Colcrón here in Youghal will participate in Gaeilge 24 on Tuesday the 9th of November, and the initiative is run by Conradh na Gaeilge and promotes the use of Irish language in a fun and interesting way. And I am delighted to be joined in studio by Prívida Catriona Ní Riada and students. Let's see if I get this right. Tomás O'Brien, Aina Tyrine, Tierna de Butler. I'm getting worried about this Irish. I'm not great at Irish. Libby Ní Gleeshan.
Libby Ní Gleeshan.
I was okay. I wasn't too bad. And Holly Shoka.
Shoka.
I see. I was nearly right. See? Oh, this is going to go one of two ways, lads, because my Gaeilge isn't great. But anyway, your Gaeilge is brilliant, and that's why you're here. And Catriona, I might go to you first, and you might tell us a bit about what Gaeilge 24 is actually all about.
Good day, Rakey, Linda, Augusta. Fault road Linda agus gorf mahagat as cura hortuin contact and sign off. So an rada tha geisle Gaeilge fehe cahar na is fact to say a tha agraha eg conran na Gaeilge con an Gaeilge a corcan key in sa skull agus timpel na hokala agus timpel an vale. So it's an initiative to promote the Irish language in the school, in the locality and wherever the children go in the evening, be it sports or be it other activities, that they would use their cúpla focal and that they would promote it in a fun and interesting way.
And it's probably the best way to learn Gaeilge, isn't it?
I would think so, Linda. The children are very comfortable with the Irish language. Tlisig tui, they kind of Gaeilge ire na hagal of show. Agus buinin si tanav agus sport agus spree us.
Brilliant. Aina, I'm going to come to you first. Are you excited about participating in Gaeilge 24?
Tosh gets me ni agor Gaeilge fe cahar mar conic me alon ranga ella again of a mlina agus o fecinche anava agus ta o shgets me ni agor mark.
Brilliant. And do you speak a lot of Irish at home, Aina?
Sometimes.
Libby, if you come over to you, so what activities have you planned to do for tomorrow?
Tommy can try guess the end of August. Tommy can dull August. Tommy can kind the pubble nahogla. August Tommy can kesta her ear.
And do you enjoy Irish? Because obviously you've been learning Irish since you've been really small. Do you enjoy talking in Irish?
It's ralum a kind in Merla. August Toshé come on, kind to grill that freshen.
And you find it easy going between the two?
Sure.
Yeah, it is, and it's a wonderful skill. Do you realise how wonderful it is to be able to do that, because not a lot of people can go between the two. I'm going to come to you now, Tierna. What are your fondest memories over the past 8 years in Gaeilge School?
Is Queen Lam on Cade Camina around the dough. August egg dolgadi and Shea Pale clock the gock shockton.
And do you like Gaeilge School? It's a nice school, isn't it?
It's Bralam Gaeilge School Mar Carina Moontori.
Yeah, and you're very lucky with the Moontori that you have in Gaeilge School as well, because any time that I go in there, in fairness, you do seem to have great fun inside there, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you feel, because obviously all you guys are inside in Rangashay, and it's a big step now next time you're going from Rangashay and you're going to head onto secondary school. Do you feel confident going on to the post-primary school and learning through the medium of Irish language?
Tom Comporduk Dulquig on Van School, Mar. Vin Moontori vin Moontori arousing August vin chide caroling con Gaeilge Lairt.
And it's a big advantage, isn't it, being able to go to secondary school and being able to speak Irish, because a lot of people that are going to secondary school wouldn't have the level of Irish that you guys have. Sure they wouldn't.
Yeah. Mm. Rinn na Moontori sore job ag Moon na Gaeilge doing.
Yeah, definitely. It's wonderful Gaeilge School, isn't it, at developing creative talents in students. And if I go to you, Tomás, I know what creative talent you have because you showed me a wonderful picture that you came in this morning. But you might tell the listeners, what talent do you have?
Oh, is Bralum Egg Tarrant Pictori, August Taun Tashin Anava, August.
And tis on a wire fault. Can I just have a look there if you just reach it over to me? So listeners, I'm going to actually put a picture of this up on our Facebook page so you can see it, because it'd be a shame not to share this. Tomás has done this amazing picture of a landscape. There's mountains in the background. There's a beautiful cabin in front. I mean, like, Catriona, honestly, and we're not just saying this, it's a fabulous picture, isn't it?
Hashtag all in, Linda. Yeah, hashtag Tomás and picture all in Shindom are madden. August Dorche, Gorhoche, Gaur, Tligdo, E, and Averair. August Toshe, Kho, Alienta, August, the Sun Riataon. The level of detail in that little picture that he did last night is amazing. And myself and Moonthor Liam were looking at it this morning and commenting on it and telling Tomás how wonderful it was. And we said it reminded us of the poem by Robert Frost, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. On the Alienta. So, Bixia Crocusu Snifigogum, Durmation at Tomás.
And Tomás, is this something while you're in Gaelscoil? Do you find that the art in Gaelscoil, is it something that you enjoy in school?
Neil ta ta pian Louis Gwyn August ta colours dahna de frula August shine.
Yeah, and listen, you've got an amazing talent there as well, with it in fairness. And how about the rest of you guys? If I go to each of you, Tomás, I'm guessing your favourite subject is art. Yeah. Aina, what's yours?
Toshe Mata.
Mata. You like maths, do you?
Yeah.
Good man. Tierna, what's yours?
Gwilga.
Sure, of course. Good subject to have, in fairness. Libby, what's yours?
Mata, new PE.
You like Mata and PE?
Oh,
PE. PE is a good one as well, isn't it? And Holly, what about you?
Yeah, PE. Taun sport gamasa skull tashiana spriel.
Yeah, and that was my next question, actually, is about sport in school. Do you like sport in school?
Yeah. Pell gwaelic again to a moniacht August to a lawn roddy August to dowsa gwyn freshen.
Because you've done Zumba a couple of times, haven't you? Yeah. Good man.
August to durna liacht August boxer size durna liacht aug to big vi rang a tree vi rang car ag dulgadi park glossig Rahiyacht August.
Yeah.
Tashanova.
And prior to COVID as well, a lot of swimming was something as well, Katrina, wasn't that?
Yeah.
Was promotion in the school
certainly
as well.
Certainly, Lindy. Yeah, we had swimming and third class used to go swimming twice and fourth class. This term they would have had 6 to 8 lessons and again in the spring. But at the moment, we're just being a little bit cautious and careful with the numbers rising. But as the children have said here, they've a massive range of sports. They've Zumba, boxercise, they've done cycling, they've done tennis at one stage inside in the hall. And then they have all the GAA sports as well. So there's no one sport for any particular child. So it's great that they get to try the different types of sport.
And that's the beauty of it as well, because, I mean, typically I know certainly when I was going to school, it was running or it was GAA or basketball. They were your three options. It's great now that you do. I'd love to do boxercise. I really would love to.
Bona haina bot. Beidh go dúr amish cura da linda tach laig an pashni cun da skola. Cad a cap and shif. Yeah. Linda gamalish and dorn alach liacht.
I'll make a deal with Katrina here. So I'll do the boxer size if she does the Zumba. How about that?
Tasha shin anna for all to Linda.
That's fair. Yeah. I'll do boxer size if Katrina does the Zumba.
Shin go hunta cause bravalish and the pashni veg faking down the moon tori den of botoon.
Come here. So to end up and just to remind people, so tomorrow is Gaelga 24, Katrina, and what will the kids be doing again? Just to remind people.
So big Tilena Akahave got poshti around Gashe, Ig Munthor Emer, Agus Munthor Carmel, Agus Ig Mehin. Big she timpel the skull, Ig Lartus Gaelga Ladini, Big she timpel the Hokala, Mar Big she the Dulcan Green Graff of Hogant, Agus Big she the Glartla Pubble the Hokala, Os Gaelga. August just a point time of August salt us and Janga. So enjoying the language in a fun way and whereby the children will be very proud of it. I'm sure they will be. And we also have a little plan to take them maybe on a trip to the Gaeltachts next year if this pandemic, if we ever see the end
I know.
So we hope to take them down to Dingle for 2 nights and 3 days and just to sample the Irish language as a living language down in West Kerry Inventory. So Tashi Dig Sul Gamorlishin, so Lakun of Day Imoi COVID-19. We just need for COVID to leave Poshti, isn't that all?
We'll get there eventually. We will get there. Lads, it was lovely to have you come in. I really appreciate you coming in. While you're here, is there anyone you want to say hello to while you're on the radio? We'll start with you, Tomás. Anyone you want to say hello to?
Mayadi Agus Mavami.
Very good. Aina, what about you?
Mavami Mayadi Agus Majahar.
Brilliant. Tierna?
Mavamo Agus Ma. Mavam agus mayadi.
Brilliant, Libby.
Mavam mayadi agus ma madrifor agus ma cuig corda.
Excellent. And Holly?
Mavam agus ma madrifor.
Brilliant. Lads, again, appreciate you coming in. This is going to go up as a podcast, so you're going to be able to share this. I believe maybe, hopefully in the future, there might be some social media attached to the school as well. We might be able to get it out and stuff like that as well.
We could have day, Linda, hopefully. If we're thinking of setting up a Facebook page, and that emanated from the little video that we did, whereby we just showed a little snapshot of what we get up to in Gaelscoil Corran, and many people commented very positively on it. So we said maybe we would go into the realms of just showing a little bit to past pupils, past students, past colleagues of the work that we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very important to do it. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in to me. Have a great day tomorrow. I hope you really enjoy it. And I have no doubt, but we will be talking to you again before Christmas. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.